Every morning when you wake up, you could do one of three things. You can get better, stay the same, or get worse. I'm Troy Smith with the Black Swan Group. I'm one of the coaches and instructors. And as we say, if you want to get better, practice the skills. If any of the content that we put out is beneficial to you, like and subscribe us, please. Today's skill we're going to talk about is the hot wash. What is a hot wash? A hot wash is what some people call a debriefing or after action plan. We call it a hot wash. While it's hot on your mind, you want to wash out all the things that may have gone right or things that may have gone wrong. You want to figure it out. And how do you do that? I'll give you an example. If you want to become an effective negotiator, you're going to need to incorporate a hot wash or a debriefing. You may think that you've gotten all the answers. You have everything right. You've done everything correctly. You have the desired results you want. But is there an opportunity to get better? Is there something that I may have missed? If you do this, you're going to definitely have to have a thick skin. You want people around you who are willing to tell you the truth. Hey, you may have missed this. Sounded like you were a little bit off on that. Your tone wasn't that great when you said certain things. It felt like he got under your skin at certain points in the conversation. They're going to tell you the things that's going to make you better. It's your job to listen, take it in, and figure out what went right and what went wrong. So when you're doing a hot wash, you want to remember the skills that we've talked about in the past. Labels, mirrors, dynamic silence. Did you use accusations audits? When you did the accusations audits, did you pause long enough to give the other side an opportunity to hear what was being said? Or did you rush through them out of fear? When you're doing a hot wash, all of those things are going to come into play. How did you use the skills? What skills did you use? Why did you choose the skills that you chose? Now, the good thing about doing a hot wash is make sure that you have a secondary person there. Hopefully they were sitting in doing the negotiations. They're going to pick up things that you may have missed. That's going to be very important. Nobody can remember everything that was said. And if you're listening to the other side, when it's your turn to talk, you're forgetting some of the things that they may have said to you, or you may not have gotten complete information. So that secondary or that coach is going to be very important. And you want to make sure that you have them included. You definitely don't want to have people who are hype people. Yeah, you did this. Yeah, that was cool, man, what you said. Oh, man, you rocked his world with that. You want people who are going to be very honest, going to help you get better. We always talk about being an athlete versus a professional athlete. An athlete will go out and play. They'll take the skills and they'll practice in a little bit and they'll go out and play. A professional athlete will hone the skills. They will find out what their weaknesses are and they'll work on getting better. That's what you should be doing in a hot wash. Now, what happens if after you get finished with the negotiation or a difficult conversation and y'all leave and y'all go to another room or you get back to your office and you decide to have a hot wash and it was a 9 or a 10 hour conversation that you've had, or it was such a difficult conversation that your mind is not right. Take a few minutes to write down some of the things that you would like to talk about later on. Get your mind right. Tell everybody, listen, tonight's not a good night to do a detailed hot wash. Let's just brush over the surface the things that we want to discuss tomorrow. Go home, get a good night's rest. Prepare for the morning. Usually that's the best time to get the hot wash done. You've gotten your head clear. You're thinking clearly. You've gotten some rest. Now you can bring everybody to the table. Give you a prime example. In 2000, I met Chris at the FBI negotiating school. The day that I left, after 2 weeks of being in the school, the very next day, the Archbishop was taken hostage in San Antonio. It was such a high profile case that it was an international story. People were calling from everywhere. They wanted to know what was going on. The White House wanted to know. The Vatican wanted to know. The FBI wanted to know. Local state officials, everybody wanted to know what was going on. Well, we're in the middle of the negotiations and we're working with Quantico and we're talking back and forth and coming up with ideas and a strategy on how to do this negotiations. At the end, ultimately, we walked the hostage taker and the Archbishop out of the facility together and ended the negotiations. Well, we started around 9 o'clock and it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we get them to walk out together. And lo and behold, the sergeant says, we need to do a debriefing or a hot wash. Well, everybody's exhausted. You can look at everybody's faces. So my suggestion was, hey, Sarge, why don't we write down what we want to talk about tomorrow? You bring everybody back in. And then we have it while our minds are fresh. It hasn't been so long that we've forgotten the details. But now we can think clearly and we're going to be able to listen better. Because he was reasonably new, he was against that. We need to do it now. We need to do it now. Well, ultimately, after having some conversation with him, he ended up deciding, okay, that may be best. And we wrote down some of the things we wanted to discuss for the next day. Everybody went home. The following day, we were able to do a good hot wash, a really good hot wash, and we were able to reach out to Quantico and get their input and thoughts. And everybody was able to talk together and come up with what we thought worked, why it worked, what we thought we could have done better, and why. Ultimately, we won the negotiation, but we weren't happy with just having one. We always want to get better. So why don't you feel the same way in your job? You may win the negotiation, you may win the contract. But how do you get better? What could you have done different? What could you have said different? Who could have been another player in that situation that could have helped? Those are things that you want to remember after a negotiation. The hot wash is going to be very important. Some of you may call it a debrief, whatever you want to call it. Make sure that you take the time to go back over the things that happened that occurred beforehand and the things that set it up so that you could have this conversation. The mental preparation, all of the things that matter. If you've ever had a situation where you wish you would have done a debriefing afterwards, tell us about it in the comments. You don't have a team. You don't have a secondary or a wingman. How does that work for you? And that is a very good question. In our training, we work out with our own teammates and our own team, and we talk about keeping a journal. Whenever you go out on an assignment or you go out and deal with somebody or interact with somebody or have a difficult conversation with somebody, part of the reason why we take notes is so that the things that we may forget, we have it documented. You can do the same thing. Say, hey, would you be against me taking notes? That way I can make sure I get everything. And as you're taking the notes, do what you have to do, finish the conversation, that difficult conversation. And when you leave that environment, go back over your notes, see what you may have missed. Think about what you may have heard that you didn't speak on. How many times did you hear it? Did they say something 3 or 4 times? If they did, that's normally an indication that that's important to them. Did you catch that? Did they raise their voice? All of those things you can do on your own and you can take notes. Go back over your notes and look at how many times you use labels, how many times you use mirrors. Did you summarize? Did you use accusations, audits? How many times did you paraphrase what they were saying to make sure that you were getting it just right? Little things you can do in the conversation while you're going through the conversation, taking notes, they're going to give you that leeway because they feel like this person is trying to make sure that they get it right. What I have to say is important to them. So if you're on your own, you can still do a hot wash. You just have to be more mindful of keeping good notes. Now, there are you out there who say, well, how do I practice? How do I get the reps in? We always talk about 64 to 67 reps. If you're like me, you won't have any problem talking to people. Go up and have a conversation with somebody. Start just a general conversation. Focus on them getting most of the talking in, 75 to 80%. In your mind, mentally take notes. As soon as you get finished having that conversation with them, go back and see how much you could remember. And once you figure out how much you can remember of it, jot it down. Just take notes and say, you know what? This is all the things that I remember from that conversation. They may not be in chronological order, but there'll be things that you remember. And then look at those notes and say, what could I have said differently? How could I have gone a little deeper with my label? It was just a surface label or a latent, so that you can start to figure out how to get better. If you want to learn more about the Black Swan Group, or if you want to attend one of our live events, we put some links in the description. If you don't take away anything else, remember, we've always talked about getting 1 degree better. A hot wash is going to help you get 1 degree better. The biggest takeaway from that is to have thick skin and trust what the people are telling you because they're trying to help you get better. If you would like some one-on-one coaching with myself or with one of the other fantastic coaches, you can click on the link below or you can go to Black Swan LTD and look for coaching sessions. And we would love to get you some one-on-one training. Ladies and gentlemen, every morning when you wake up, you could do one of three things. You can get better, stay the same, or get worse. Two of those things are going to require effort on your part. And if you decide you want to get better, just work on getting 1 degree better at a time. You may not think 1 degree matters that much, but at 211 degrees, water is just hot. At 212, water is boiling. Become boiling water. Make a difference. Thank you for being a part of this and listening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to continue to get better, head over to our popular newsletter where Sandy is talking about the 10 most popular skills that you will need to know in order to be successful in negotiation. If you're interested in learning more, we have a bunch of segments coming up. Next up would be Don's, how to deal with a difficult coworker.